heard in the voice, folks, but I've got news. Militia groups along the Texas-Mexico border have grown to more than 10 active teams from El Paso to the Rio Grande Valley, despite warnings from U.S. Customs and Border Protection and state lawmakers, reports the San Antonio Express News. More than 30 photos obtained by the Express News show dozens of members carrying semi-automatic rifles and wearing masks, camouflage, and tactical gear, providing a first glimpse of the militias. The armed individuals are seen posing at campsites, walking along the Rio Grande while speaking with Border Patrol agents and pointing rifles and pistols out of frame, the story read. Well, the Texas Democratic Party has called on Dan Patrick and Attorney General Greg Abbott to denounce what they, the Democrats, called the armed vigilantes. Well, no surprise here. Have you heard the Texas Democratic Party denounce illegal immigration? Have they denounced the border violence, the drug cartels, the smugglers, their own crooked Democrat sheriffs, county commissioners, judges, and the like who have recently been convicted for taking drug cartel money? Of course not. The Texas Democratic Party is first to the microphone to denounce their fellow Americans, with little negative to say about the foreign invaders. If Texas Democrats cared so much about the orderly rule of law on the border, they'd be supporting Republican proposals to ensure such instead of supporting lawless illegal immigration. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.